Hi, I'm Dave Jackson. Welcome to another JPR Live session from the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio, made possible with support from the Talent Club. You can find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. With me is a husband and wife duo making their fourth JPR Live session appearance, although it's the first time I've spoken with them, Amy Levere and Will Sexton. Welcome back to JPR.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I saw that your first one was back in our old studio, I believe. So it's been a while that you guys have been coming here. If you come back again, you get a toaster.
Fantastic.
So you're joining us before your second of two shows at the Talent Club. But when did you start this tour?
We left Memphis on May 9th. So it's been a while. And we've been mostly zigzagging the West Coast. We'll return home to Memphis after playing the Antone's anniversary party in Austin, Texas on July 9th. So it's 68 days.
Wow, that's good. So how does this show work? Do you guys play all full time as a duo, or are you doing each set of your own, or
full time duo? Uh-huh. For the most part, I sing about 4/5 of the show, and uh-huh. Will smatters in a handful of his material. Uh-huh.
So you've worked together as a duo for quite a while. Where did you guys meet? Was it back in the Motel Mirrors days?
No, actually, before the Motel Mirrors days, I did a project with Luther Dickinson called The Wandering that included Valerie June and Shannon McNally and Sharday Thomas. Mm-hmm. And Shannon and I became pretty good buddies on that through that recording and that tour. And following that, Shannon and I decided to do a run together on tour, and we brought my drummer, Sean Zorn, and she brought Will Sexton to play guitar for the band. And Will and I, a year later, got married.
Wow. That's pretty good. Congratulations on that, because it seems to be still going strong. You also worked with Luther Dickinson on the Sisters of the Strawberry Moon project?
Yes, and a couple of his solo records. And, we're old pals and great musical friends.
So you see future collaborations?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is Motel Mirrors just on hold? Did that just kind of fall off? Or are you?
Motel Mirrors, it exists. Uh-huh. We don't know what's in the future, but we definitely put it on hold. Because John Paul had a new record coming out, and he was getting offers for Motel Mirrors and not his solo stuff at that time. Mm-hmm. So it was like people weren't paying attention. And same for me, too. It was like, especially in and around Memphis, where the band got really, really popular, we were having trouble keeping our identities separate from Motel Mirrors. So we both made a decision to do that. And then just life has kept, charging forward, and we haven't really talked about what might be next for that band. I don't know. It might have run its course. I hope not. But it could.
Right. Yeah, there was some good stuff going on.
We just both
that.
Keep getting busy.
And the drummer, Sean Zorn, he tours with us often too. So he's uh-huh. core three of the four of us uh-huh. Often tour and stuff, and we'll do that material.
Sometimes Will and I will do some of that material without John Paul.
That's cool. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys here. What do you want to play to start with today?
Well, just because I feel like challenging myself today, this is a very brand new tune that's, I recorded it, but I haven't really played it live much, so mm-hmm. we've just been starting to dabble with performing it live. And
okay, what's it called?
It's called Time Warp. Uh-huh. And I told you a time travel joke about it before, but uh-huh. you didn't like it. So.
Wait, now I need to, maybe I missed it or something like that.
The song is called Time Warp.
Okay, great. This is Amy Levere and Will Sexton in a JPR Live session.
All right. I am in a time warp. I'm making the same mistake. You're laying by my side again. Same picture, different take. Wish I could go forward, see into this future. Do we make it work this time, or am I gonna cry? I am in a time warp. Yeah, we've been here before. The ending, it's unknown again. The first time round. found it was war. I wish I could go forward, see into this future. Do we make it work this time, or am I gonna cry? Do we make it work this time, or am I gonna cry? I am in a time war, I'm committing the same crime. Will I be a fool again, packing and unpacking? I wish I could undo last night. I am in a time warp, I'm slipping back through time. You're laying by my side again, just acting like everything is fine. I wish I could go forward, see into this future.
That's Amy Levere and Will Sexton in a JPR Live session with a brand new tune called Time Warp. Thanks for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
So,
happy day, Will. Can we make it through it?
So, Will, I read you and your brother Charlie, you got to play with Stevie Ray Vaughan when you were a kid. Is that?
A lot. With all those texts and times, you know, we kind of grew up in the 70s as little kids. So, yeah, I did played with all those, you know, the Doug Soms and Stevie Vaughns and so on and so forth.
That must have been quite an honor.
I mean, for years, there's been so many great people to work with around the Texas area.
And you've been an in-demand studio guy as well. Is that who are the folks you've worked with? And
the coolest thing I've done recently is Al Green's last single. It's a Lou Reed song, Perfect Day. And that was great because we've been doing some recording for Fat Possum Records. And the band that I'm playing with are all it's the Hodges brothers. So it's all the old guys that played on the original Al Green record. So that's just fantastic.
Yeah, that must have been fun.
And one of the last things I did was another Nikki Bloom recording with Matt Rosbang. That's really cool. I don't think that's out yet. Yeah. I think they did another song years ago that we all recorded, and I think they wanted to have two songs for one release that's be coming out. And I just produced a record with my good buddy Mark Egder Stewart, which is out now, so which people should check that out. He's really great.
And Will also just produced a record with Betty Sue.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Betty Sue and James at Mercury did a couple of tunes with her, with us. That was great. And the Mark Egder Stewart record, also the second song on that record is a what do you got to say, Isla? Isla's talking over there.
We got to say Will and Amy are joined by their dog Isla.
So. Isla Lucy, little mini poodle. Yeah. But the second song on Mark Egder Stewart's record is a duet with Amy, which is really a cool song.
No, that's fine. Good. And your latest release was Don't Walk With Darkness, and that was kind of a reemergence for your solo career.
Yeah. The basically the Bruce Watson from Fat Possum and Big Legal Miss. And I do a lot of records. He and I produce a bunch of gospel records together on a label called Bible and Tire. Uh-huh. That's kind of the old school gospel thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, he just said I should actually make a record. And I didn't want to be the boss in that studio with all of our usual musicians. So I got the Iguanas from New Orleans to come in for a couple of days, and we just recorded it pretty live. Yeah.
That must have been kind of fun to record with those guys.
Yeah, I love those guys.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've only ever seen them opening for people, but they always just put on a good show, and they're a good warm-up act for sure.
Yeah, and Renee, the bass player, has been one of my very, very top musicians and bass players in the world, and I've gone to see him play for years at the Continental Club, and he has a great podcast called Troubled Men podcast. Yeah,
it's an interview podcast. It's really great.
It's a good one.
Well, how about playing another tune? What do you guys want to play?
I'm going to play a song called No Battle Hymn. This is a song that was one of the few songs that Will and I actually wrote together, and it's on my last record called Painting Blue.
Right. It's Amy Levere and Will Sexton in a JPR live session.
There's no battle hymn in our hearts. There's no high notes ascending into a victory march. I used to wish the wind would carry me away. I just can't trust it could send us to any better place. Down our trouble and save what we can. Oh, please show me mercy, let go of my hand. Why don't we just tell our pride to stand down? We surrendered love, there's no threat to us now. Yeah, there's no battle. The deafening sound in our heads that we cannot disarm. Behind our eyes, the truth still hurts. But no one's ready to admit we may be out of time. They lay down our trouble and save what we can. Oh, please show me mercy, let go of my hand. Why don't we just tell our pride to stand down? We surrendered love, there's no threat to us now.
Surrendered love, there's no threat to us now. days where nothing remains. All of the pain, we're tripping on memories where nothing remains. Yeah, there's no battle hymn hearts. There's no high notes ascending into a victory march. I used to wish the wind would carry me away. I just can't trust it could send us to any better place.
You're listening to a JPR Live session with Amy Levere and Will Sexton. That was a tune called No Battle Hymn. It comes from the Amy Levere album Painting Blue. They stopped in between back-to-back nights at the Talent Club. So tell our listeners where to find you online.
AmyLevere.com and Spotify, just Amy Levere there.
All right. I wanted to talk to you a bit about Painting Blue. That came out like just as the pandemic was shutting everything down. And I
remember.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, because I don't think because of that it didn't get the attention it deserved.
Thank you. I feel the same way.
What did you do at that time, though, to maybe help promote things? Well, what did you do in lieu of going on tour and promoting a record?
Nothing I was supposed to be doing, I don't think. I think I was sitting on my porch drinking with the rest of you. Yeah, really. It was the first record that, for the most part, I tried to release on my own. The record label I've made all my records with, Archer Records, a little boutique label out of Memphis. It's still a recording studio and it's still operating as a label for its old catalog, but they're not releasing any new records. The real sweet man that. The owner of that label is all but retired anymore. Yeah. So Painting Blue, I ventured to do on my own, and it got pretty far into the minutia of the, you know, the administrative parts of putting out a record, and it's not in my wheelhouse. So pretty late in the game, I contacted a friend of mine that has a boutique label out of Austin, Texas called 9 Mile, and so they helped me do some stuff just to tidy it up there at the end and get it out, but it didn't have any follow through, you know, certainly not on my part. So, that record it's one of my favorite records. And
there's some great tunes on it for sure.
Yeah, and I've sort of fantasized about with this new record that's finished. Uh-huh. We have one or two more days in the studio when we get back to Memphis to clean up some loose ends. Uh-huh. And I fantasize about finding a label to help me release that one that may be interested in re-releasing Painting Blue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it probably deserves a little more light than it got.
So. I think so.
So you get into some pretty deep storytelling in your tunes. Was there a theme to the songs in Painting Blue, or do you do that? How do you kind of get ideas for songs?
You know, how does anyone get an idea for a song? I don't know. I guess Painting Blue was each song is its own small film, you know what I mean? It's some of it speaks to a lot of it, I guess, is sort of, you know, there's a glimmer of I don't know. It was, you know, it was that time. It was the 2018 to the
okay.
You know, I don't know. It was about a time, and Painting Blue on Everything was just sort of really speaking. The song itself is just speaking to everyone. Was sort of finding the opposite of what the silver lining is. You know what I mean?
Right.
People, it just seemed like, in general, collectively, you know, the spiritual essence of our collective has sort of been looking at things through some colored glasses. Can I say that?
Yeah, we can bleep it out.
Bleep it. Okay.
Yeah. So the lead-off track is a John Martin tune. What spoke to you about that song?
Well, that song is called "I Don't Want to Know About Evil." Mm-hmm. I only want to know about love.
Right.
And on theme, I guess, with that record, I first experienced that song on a tour bus when I was playing upright bass for C6 Steve, and we had this cool thing we would do on the bus where we would make everybody go into their bunks and exchange music that we had to listen to that you thought someone else would like on the bus. You know what I mean? So it was the lighting director that gave me his iPod back when we had iPods, and I climbed into what is like a little coffin bunk on a double-decker tour bus, and I put in my headphones, and I don't know if you've ever heard the live recording of the tune.
I haven't heard
by
of
John Martin. It's a religious experience. It was for me anyway, and so you know, she's 9 years later, I ended up thinking of that song to add to this. The Painting Blue record.
Yeah, John Martin's good at that kind of haunting stuff.
Haunting,
kind of
yeah.
Gets you, yeah.
It's a great tune, and it's a tune that's kind of it's uplifting in its darkness, you know what I mean?
So is the new album that you're working on, is it Amy Levere? Is it Amy Levere and Will Sexton?
It's an Amy Levere record. Not to say that Will hasn't been a huge help in a lot of it, but it's all my tunes. It's at this point, it's... 14 songs, and there's two covers on it, but I haven't sort of narrowed down what will end up sticking.
Right.
But I wasn't very prolific during the pandemic, so this has been, you know, it's been some years that went by so weirdly, bizarrely fast, right? But there's no theme to it. It's literally just the collection of songs that I thought were worth sharing. Of the batch I wrote over the last 4 years.
And in addition to Will, is there another band members involved in the process?
Absolutely. My longtime friend and violinist, Krista Lynn Roten, she sings harmonies and plays violin on it. And Sean Zorn, who's been touring with me on the drums for many years. And we also have Jim Spake, who plays, you know, trumpet and clarinet and horns and just... Mm. But basically, and Rick Steff from Lucero that plays piano and organ on it. T. Jared Bonta, a virtuistic piano player from Austin, is on there. And just all my buddies from Memphis, you know.
That's cool. It's cool to be able to just have that kind of bullpen to draw on when you're ready to make an album.
Yeah, it really is. And I did, you know, the album's real piecemealed. I made some of the recordings at Matt Rossbang's studio in Memphis, and some were at Fat Possum at Bruce Watson's studio, and some are back home at Archer Records' home studio.
And another thing that was really kind of super special for us is there were some older tracks that we brought back, and two of our dear friends had passed away that we actually recorded mainly... the record we did, Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer. It was David Kauser that was Amy's guitar player before me. And then so we would still tour a lot of times as a trio just because we love playing guitar together.
Right.
And we just lost him. But we were able to pull a few tracks that we'd recorded before and bringing them back to life.
Yeah.
And then and our friend Carlo Nucio from New Orleans, he had passed away before that a couple of years ago, and so it's really, that's kind of real, because puts a little special soulful thing.
Mm-hmm. We were able to save his drum track to build from, because it was just, I wanted his presence on it, and it was a song he brought to the table, so it's like it made sense.
One of the greatest drummers, and also wanted to mention that we did a Johnny Dowd record.
Oh, yeah, we could play a Johnny Dowd song for him.
Well, we could tell him about that, too.
What's that?
So Johnny Dowd is this real, very mystical, dark, super hilarious songwriter from Ithaca, New York. And I believe he's just recently turned 75. He's a multimedia artist. You know, he's great. He's an incredible, just artist, an all-around artist, and he started his career in his late 40s, and he's made about 30 records.
Wow.
Yeah, he's prolific, very prolific. And I saw him play up in Rochester, New York, in 2009, and stalked him and forced a friendship with him. And it finally resulted in us collaborating on a record last November, and it's called Is Heaven Real? How Would I Know? And it's a Johnny Dowd record, to be clear, but I had the privilege of playing bass throughout it and singing duets, actually, on five tunes on the record. And it was a slow burn, but it made a bunch of year-end lists after the new year. It's still getting reviewed, which is crazy.
Well, it kind of passed over me. I'll have to take a look at that. Fine. Check that out.
So. Yeah, I'd love to play you a Johnny Dowd tune if we had time.
No, let's have Johnny Dowd.
own tune.
Oh, he can hear us at the spot later.
All right.
There could be some offensive areas.
Yeah,
you really
have to put on your very strong sense of humor, because it can get a little rough.
Well, we look forward to the new album when it comes out, your new album when it comes out. How about one more tune? What do you want to play?
All right, we'll
we didn't do.
I know. I want to play something a little more fun. let's do Cricket. It's light and fun, yeah?
Okay.
It's Amy Levere and Will Sexton in a JPR Live session with a tune called Cricket.
Yeah, Cricket.
Is that right?
Yeah, this is a song that never needed to be written, but it's fun to play. And this was inspired by an actual cricket that was dragging a leg across a parking lot in Austin, Texas, in the evening time.
Wow!
And I was inspired when he took flight and he was headed to this disco happening in one of the street lamps, of those many street lamps. There was one that had this super big party going on, and I
guess it is like a disco. It's kind of like, a mating call sort of situation.
Yeah, we were waiting for some friends in the parking lot, and we were rocking the radio, and it seemed like they were kind of undulating to the beat, so I went home later that night and wrote this one. We swing and we sway all through the night, up at the dance in the parking lot light. Well, a car pulls up, a woman goes inside. The man waits in the car, cause he's only a ride. And sometimes he smokes, sometimes he sleeps, but he always plays his radio and gives us a beat.
That's Amy Levere with Will Sexton in a JPR Live session with a tune called Cricket. What a fun song. Thanks,
you
guys.
Thank you.
You can find their tour schedule and more at amylevere.com. Find their music is streaming all over the place. And thanks so much for coming in today, and good luck on the rest of the tour.
Yeah, I really appreciate this. Thank you so much. It sounds good in my headphones. You did a nice job really up there. Beautiful. John's up there behind the manning the spaceship.
Yeah, John. I do always thank John Griffin for doing the engineering for JPR Live Sessions. And thanks for, again, we'll be on the lookout for the new stuff when it gets here. Be sure to make sure it ends up with us, and we'll play it.
Yeah, we'll see it at the Talent Club.
And this JPR Live Sessions made possible by the Talent Club, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual environment in Talent, Oregon. Their live music schedule is at talentclublive.com. I'm Dave Jackson. You can find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, as well as the rest of our live sessions. Thanks for listening.